it's trees and vegetation. That's what I have to present to the, if you want to come forward.
Good evening.
Hi. We are seeking to have the vacation rental permit. We purchased the home, and at the time, it had been a vacation rental since 2008. I am aware of the phone calls that you received. I also talked to the people that live in the condos, little houses back behind, about the fire pit, and we're going to take the fire pit out because they said that some guests had left it burning and somebody had had to put it out, and I mean, it's not a very becoming fire pit anyway, so it's not really something that we planned to keep there because we would like to make some improvements around the house. However, the house came with renters, and so we've been trying to accommodate those renters up until this point. We actually have two more of those renters. So
Scott had mentioned earlier the lot down below, the previous owner owned that lot as well. Did you acquire that lot?
Yes.
Also the one?
The there's the drainage ditch, the
yeah.
little skinny, and then the lot right below that, that's also our lot.
Okay. Any other questions for the applicant?
Would you mind if we put that in the record that there would not be a fire pit, or do you want a fire pit in there eventually?
Not one like that. I know that some of the neighbors had been okay with if we had a propane fire pit because I had talked to them about that. But, I mean, if that is the ultimate deal breaker, we're not opposed to not having a fire pit at all. I understand there was a house down the road that had burned, but somebody left a fire in a fire pit, so that's the neighbor's concerns. And I want to get along with the neighbors. I'm not opposed to not having one.
Any other comments, questions? Is there anyone in the audience in favor of this application? Supporting this application? Any in the audience opposed to the application? And did you sign up? Okay, if you'd like to come up, please.
And I'm really not opposed, but I did want to have this time to speak for assurances on the property. And the lady I spoke to said this would be a good time to do that.
Okay.
My name is Melissa O'Brien,
Thank you.
I'm the owner of Happy Hollow Resort. So we are just right down the road. If you back out of that map, we're just kind of around the corner. And I did want to make a couple of, can you hear me okay? I did want to make a couple other references. There are not a lot of nightly rentals on this street. I know I heard someone mention that. The community right there is a privately owned condos subdivision, and then my resort is just right beyond there. Okay. So we've been in business for about 60 years. Obviously, Happy Hollow Road is named after our resort, okay? So we're the fifth owner of the resort. We are a family vacation rental of 14 units, and we pride ourselves in our brand name. And so I'm just here because we want to ensure, as well with the neighborhood, that a couple of assurances. We have some concerns that we'd like to express, and I'm speaking on behalf of some in the community that could not be here tonight. So I don't know how much time I've got, but I'll just go over those as briefly as possible.
Okay.
So we do not book online. Our reservations are all taken by phone. And one of the reasons that we do not book online is because I want to personally speak to all of those renting. Anybody with their credit card run down to Dollar General can pretty much rent a property that's booked online. That is one of the concerns we have with this particular rental property, that it is online. And that also there is no one on site that can help if there's emergencies or if there are issues. So the reason I'm here is because we would like some assurances that some things can be done or at least given instruction to those renters if this if you guys should choose to make this or approve this as a rental property. So I'll just go through some of those concerns. We have already expressed some confusion with our property owning the property. And I did speak to Michelle about that. One of the reasons is because before it was named Happy Hollow Lakefront Lodge. And we didn't like that. So obviously we felt it was, maybe we were under the impression she was taking advantage of our name to advertise the property. But she did remove the name from her website and she did remove the name from the building. However, we were told and we were still getting calls from some of the renters of the property every weekend that they wanted to know if they could use our pool. They wanted to know if they could use our launch. They wanted to know if we were associated. We got calls from neighbors. So once we removed the name from the building, which I'm very glad to say that she did, you know, they did stop, but we still were getting calls, and we were told that the name, Happy Hollow Lakefront Lodge, was hanging in their kitchen. So one of my assurances is I want to make sure that there is no name reference for Happy Hollow on the property so that there is not continued confusion. We are a business. We have a Corps of Engineers lease agreement. We cannot let the general public who is not renting from us use our launch. Now, we will for emergencies. We absolutely will. We do that. But for the general public to continue to come down, you know, it's a disruption to our business. And certainly we don't want them walking the property, you know, with our guests that are who are not renting. The other points I just want to make, too, is, you know, y'all were talking about the fire pit. You know, we watched a house just a couple of yards away burn to the ground because we are really about 45, 50 minutes from emergency services. So I would like the assurances that there are instructions to her renters of what to do in emergency, right? Because we are in a rural community. We are actually in this little peninsula part. It's Taney County, right? You got to go through Stone County for about 10 minutes to get to us. So it is a concern, I'm sure, with the residents behind her. I can see that because we've all seen many houses do burn to the ground, unfortunately. So I would like the insurances, too, about flooding. We are also in a floodplain. That house is definitely in a floodplain. We've seen the house 2 feet, the water is 2 feet high in that house. So it is also a risk of flooding. So I think there's some emergency needs for her renters that they're going to need to have in case of floodwaters and in case of fire or other emergencies if there's no one on site. It's a lakefront house, okay? So we all know that lakefront property brings a different kind of crowd. One of the issues that we had issues with earlier this summer was a lot of young people there shooting fireworks off a dock, tent camping in the yard. Again, there needs to be at least some assurances to the neighbors and to us that that is not going to happen, that someone's going to keep a better eye on the property. We certainly don't want tent camping. And we certainly, you know, when you have locals coming in and drinking on docks and on other neighbors' docks, like the dock that's right down there. So one of the questions I had is, do they have a boat slip? Do they have a boat slip permit? If they do, fine. I mean, I don't know what the Corps of Engineers and all what the regulations are for rentals of that sort. But if they don't, I think it's important that she give instructions to lakefront property renters where to launch their boats because they don't know. And obviously, we're the closest launch. So, again, these are just asks. I'm a renter manager. I have books in all of my cabins, what to do in an emergency, where to go. Obviously, they know where to launch because they're staying with us. But I had asked Ms. Torres, you know, maybe you should put something like this in your rental property. And I didn't get the assurance that she would. So that is another ask that I'm having you guys consider, and I would ask that she would do that if you guys approve this as a rental property.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, would you want me to read these conditions? I mean, we've read so many, I've skipped over them. She could address those. Your staff recommendations?
Yeah, I was looking at number 14.
Well, I mean, I can read those one, the posting, or you can read them to her. Or...
I'm open to if you want to read through.
These are our staff recommendations. This will be in their decision of record. These are things that they have to comply with to get to nightly rent and then to continue nightly rental. So I'll read the ones. Of course, a special use permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit's issued, and it can't be transferred without planning commission approval, which is happening tonight. They're coming forward trying to seek that approval. If the conditions and restrictions of a special use permit are not complied with, the permit can be revoked by administrative decision. If the permit has been revoked, it can be reinstated only by the Planning Commission through the Division 3 process. A compliance letter from Western Taney County Fire Protection District. The Scenic Cove Lakefront Lodge shall accommodate or sleep no more than 10 persons. With that, they need to have 5 parking spaces. The management company or waste collection provider shall provide weekly solid waste collection during all months that the nightly rental is available for rent. The Scenic Cove Lakefront Lodge shall contain a minimum of 1 operable fire extinguisher, operable smoke alarms, and a carbon monoxide alarm if applicable. And then we'll do a certificate of compliance stating that they've met all these conditions. Valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license or sales tax number will be provided. And then they'll have a posting. The Scenic Cove Lakefront Lodge shall have the following posted within 5 feet of the main entrance of the dwelling unit, both on the inside and outside. A, the name and telephone number of the local representative. B, the name and address of the owner. C, the contact information for Planning Department and Taney County Sheriff's Department. D, the maximum occupancy permitted. E, the name and telephone number of all local emergency personnel, police, fire, and medical. F will be the number of off-street parking spaces provided on the property and the maximum number of nightly rental occupant vehicles allowed to be parked on the property. G, the solid waste disposal collection day if provided by a solid waste company. Then the owner of the property shall designate a local representative. The local representative shall be available on a 24-hour basis, 7 days per week. The local representative may be the owner, a property management company agent designatee, or other person employed, authorized, or engaged by the owner to manage, rent, or supervise the nightly rental. Local representatives shall maintain a residence or permanent place of business within either Taney County or counties adjoining the county and be available on a 24-hour basis, 7 days a week. Buffer shall be established between any structures utilized for nightly rental and any existing residential use. And then this decision of record needs to be recorded within 120 days. Did that help? Do you have any questions on the buffer? I don't think they've talked about it. I just presented what she had, and I didn't hear any conversation on it yet. So,
anyone else opposed to the application? Ma'am, if you want to come back up and respond.
I wanted to respond and I thank you for your comments. And yes, when we did first put the house there, it was on Happy Hollow Road. So the owners chose that name. Of course, after a phone call from them, I took it down. I took it out. I took it out of all of our Facebook ads, any ads that we have, anything. It's now Scenic Cove Lakefront Lodge. As far as whenever I took down the signs outside and took that all down, I was not aware of a sign in the house that the owner had put in there. That has since been taken down. I also wanted to let you guys know that I am a member of the Vacation Rental Managers Association. I am a certified vacation rental manager. There's not very many of those in the United States. There's less than 100. We do have an on-site representative that is 15, 20 minutes away. She has came here with me tonight. She checks on the guests when they first arrive. We do have an instruction book that has all the information in there as far as all the emergency contacts, what to do in case of emergency, if you need anything. They have my direct cell phone number. They also have Shauna's number. There's also an 800 number that you can call that will ring either directly to my phone or to somebody's that will answer it at all times.